Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the roller coaster of young adulthood. And let's face it, sometimes that ride feels more like a tilt-a-whirl spun on overdrive, especially when those negative thoughts start swirling in our heads. Ever feel like you're caught in an internal loop of self-criticism? You know that feeling when your mind starts replaying every mistake, every awkward moment, every perceived failure? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be a permanent freefall into negativity. Today, we're diving deep into the superpower of self-compassion, a skill that can literally change the way you interact with your own thoughts and feelings. Because let's be real, treating ourselves with kindness and understanding is just as important as treating our friends with love and respect, right? So, what are some practical strategies we can actually use to build that self-compassion muscle? Buckle up because we're about to unpack 5 game changers. 1. Reframe your inner critic. Think of your inner voice, that little voice in your head constantly whispering doubts and criticisms. It's like a grumpy roommate who just needs a reality check. Instead of taking everything it says at face value, try rephrasing those negative thoughts into something more compassionate and supportive. For example, if you catch yourself thinking, "I'm such an idiot for messing that up," try shifting it to, "Okay, I made a mistake. It happens to everyone. How can I learn from this?" See the difference? We're turning self-blame into learning opportunities. 2. Practice mindfulness. This one sounds fancy, but it's really just about being present in the moment. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them without judgment, like they're clouds passing by in the sky. Don't get caught up trying to push them away because that often makes them stronger. Just observe them, breathe deeply, and gently guide your focus back to the present experience. Think of it like this. Imagine a calm lake reflecting the clear blue sky. Then, suddenly, a storm rolls in with dark clouds and turbulent waves. But even though the storm is raging, the lake itself remains untouched. Your mind can be like that lake, serene and resilient even amidst the chaos of thoughts. 3. Treat yourself like a best friend. Remember how you'd talk to your best friend if they were feeling down? With kindness, encouragement, and understanding, right? Well, it's time to extend that same level of care and compassion to yourself. When those self-doubt whispers start, remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and all the things you have to be grateful for. You wouldn't tell your best friend they were worthless just because they had a bad day, would you? So why do we sometimes treat ourselves that way? It's time to break free from those toxic thought patterns and embrace self-love. 4. Engage in self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, listening to music, going for a walk in nature, or spending time with loved ones. Think of self-care as fuel for your emotional well-being. Just like a car needs gas to run, you need to replenish yourself regularly. When you prioritize self-care, you create space for positive energy and resilience to flow. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, asking for help is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. If you're struggling to manage negative thoughts on your own, reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. They can offer valuable support, guidance, and perspective. You don't have to go through this alone. Building a strong support system can make all the difference in navigating the ups and downs of life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a college student juggling classes, exams, and a part-time job. She's feeling overwhelmed, constantly bombarded by negative thoughts about her performance and future. Her inner critic is on overdrive, telling her she's not good enough, smart enough, are capable enough. But then, Sarah decides to implement some of these self-compassion strategies. She starts reframing those negative thoughts, treating herself like a best friend, and making time for activities that bring her joy, a weekly yoga class, catching up with friends over coffee, and simply taking breaks to listen to calming music. Slowly but surely, Sarah's mental landscape begins to shift. The constant negativity fades, replaced by a sense of self-acceptance and inner strength. She realizes that it's okay to make mistakes, that she's worthy of love and kindness, and that she has the power to choose how she responds to challenges. This isn't just Sarah's story, it can be yours too. By embracing these self-compassion strategies, you can create a more positive and resilient inner world. Remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and kindness, especially from yourself. All right, listeners, time for action. What's one self-compassion strategy you can implement today? Maybe it's reframing a negative thought, practicing a few minutes of mindfulness, or engaging in an activity that brings you joy. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And remember, keep crushing those mental obstacles and building that beautiful, compassionate life you deserve. See you tomorrow for another dose of mood momentum.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.